Sheer slide on Fed's warning, Troy Davis executed in Georgia, and RIP to REM. It's Thursday the 22nd of September, this is Newsbite. Global shares have fallen sharply after the Federal Reserve gave a stark warning about the state of the US economy and announced limited measures designed to boost growth. The Fed warned of significant downside risks as it announced a bond swap program designed to keep long-term interest rates low. Major European markets all dropped in morning trading, with the FTSE down 4% and the CAC 40 down 4.32%. On Wednesday, the Dow Jones fell 2.5%. Death row inmate Troy Davis has been executed in the US state of Georgia for the fatal shooting of policeman Mark McPhail in 1989. Davis's death was delayed for hours while the US Supreme Court considered an 11th hour appeal for clemency. The 42-year-old's case was heavily disputed after most of witnesses recanted or changed their testimony. Outside the jail in Jackson, Georgia, there was a heavy police presence earlier as his supporters demonstrated. Davis was convicted in 1991 of killing McPhail, an off-duty police officer, but maintained he was innocent. And members of the legendary US rock band REM have announced they are splitting up after 31 years. The group found fame with a string of albums, notably 90s hits Out of Time and Automatic for the People. The band's website was briefly unavailable on Wednesday afternoon after the announcement was made. Four of REM's albums in the 1990s went platinum in the UK, with peaking Automatic for the People, which sold more than 1.8 million copies. In the States, three of the band's albums were certified quadruple platinum, representing sales of 4 million, according to the Recording Industry Association of America. The group was originally made up of singer Michael Stipe, guitarist Peter Buck, bassist Mike Mills, and drummer Bill Berry, who left the band in 1997. I'll be back again very shortly with more of the day's top news, but for now, I've been Andy Mullarkey, and this has been Newsbite.